House Bill 1159, an act to require an individual's written authorization before money is contributed to an association for a political purpose.
House Bill 1159, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow members of the House. House Bill 1159 is introduced as a fairness issue. Any individual member of any association should have a choice on how the dollars that they contribute are spent. House Bill 1159 will give individuals that choice of retaining their rights as an association member without being required to fund the association's political activity if they don't agree with it. House Bill 1159 on page 1 down on line 11 adds language that says an individual contributing funds to an association for the purpose of making a political contribution must specifically authorize the use of the funds for that purpose. The authorization shall be made prior to or concurrent with, in the amended version, concurrent with the contribution, voluntary, separate, written, signed, and shall be on an authorized form prescribed by the State Board of Elections. The authorization shall be renewed at least annually. The next part, there's a friendly amendment that will be added, I hope, that will make that even easier for people to comply with, and a change in line 5 will also be coming in an amendment. There are many individuals that would like to be part of an association but don't wish to support the association's political activities. I have a letter from two of those that are former members of one of those associations that wrote that they would like to belong to their association, which is a union, to support their fellow employees, but they don't belong because they don't like the way the dollars are spent politically. And if this passes, they feel that it would be something they could do, and they would be then supporting their fellow workers. A policy that forces members to choose between retaining their membership rights and funding political activities that they don't agree with is unfair if the member has no choice except to quit to avoid those costs. House Bill 1159 gives individuals the choice of retaining those rights without being required to fund the political activities. This gives individuals more control over the use of their dues, and the fundamental rights of the individuals are protected. Political activity is an activity supporting the election or defeat of any candidate for office or any ballot measure. The bill applies equally to all associations and all association members. It's pro-individual choice, it's pro-free speech. It upholds our state's duty to protect the free speech rights, and it ensures that no one should be required to choose between funding speech with which they disagree or losing their rights. I think it's a win-win situation for individuals and for the associations, because the individuals will have the ability to say what they want and see that their dollars are spent where they want. And the associations will win because they will have larger numbers of members and more support when they're working for the things that their association should work for in the interest of all of their members. I would request that you add the amendment that Representative McCauley will add, and then pass the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment at the desk.
1159SC, has it been distributed?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, it has.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion to amend, Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of this body. The amendment's relatively straightforward. On page 2, line 3, we're going to be deleting the words remitted and inserting the words accounted for by the association. This would eliminate the requirement that there be two separate checks issued, one for payment of the dues and one for political purposes, and would allow if the person so chose, both contributions to be made on one check, and would eliminate that separate contribution requirement. Also, we'll be limiting the scope of the penalty of the Class 2 misdemeanor to accept for an association member who is not an officer or employer of association. What we're trying to do here is avoid a member of an association being penalized criminally and just limiting it to those persons who are officers or employees of the association. And with that, I urge your support for the amendment.
Further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak to the amendment and the bill, please?
Granted.
Thank you. On your desks, I distributed these forms, and I apologize for not putting the bill number on. But it's a couple of examples of how these things are enacted now. And the first one is a UFCA authorization form for political checkoff. And I know you can read, but for purposes of the Internet, I want to read what it says before people sign saying they want to have a deduction taken out of their paycheck for a political purpose. I understand that this authorization is voluntarily made and that the amount suggested as a contribution is a guideline and that I may contribute more or less than this amount by any lawful means other than this checkoff, or may refuse to contribute, and that the making of payments to the UFCA Active Ballot Club is not a condition of membership in the union or of employment with the employer, and that I have the right to refuse to sign this authorization and not contribute to the UFCW Active Ballot Club without reprisal. I understand that my contribution will be used for political purposes, including the support of candidates for federal, state, and local office. I expressly reserve the right to revoke at any time this authorization in writing. I also understand that contributions or gifts to the UFCA Active Ballot Club are not deductible as charitable contributions for federal tax purposes. There's another example. It has relatively similar language for the Machinist Nonpartisan Political League, and I can go on and on and on with other examples.
This doesn't exist.
I suggest that what is called for in 1159 is being done right now for people who are involved in unions. And I draw your attention to lines 11 through 13. It says an individual contributing funds to association for the purposes of making a political contribution.
Oh, I see.
And so the associations who are up here lobbying on various bills are not covered by House Bill 1159. Those contributions that they make through their dues that fund the salaries of individuals who are up here lobbying are not covered under this bill. Simply the political contributions that individuals make through associations to you and I who run for office are covered under this bill. And I suggest to you that language, substantially similar to what you see on these two authorizations, are already done by every association that's connected with the union. But I would suggest to you that when Representative Dick Brown writes out a check to LUPAC, that he does not sign a form like this. And I would suggest to you he doesn't need to sign a form like this because he knows what it's for. Have you looked at the South Dakota PACs that are listed down in the Secretary of State's office? 21st Century Leadership Fund, Business and Industry PAC, Citizens for Youth Recreation, Community First South Dakota Bank Shares, Coattail. It goes on and on and on. There's a couple of political ones in here, but most of these, South Dakota Dental PAC. I mean, there's 70 of these things. We've got things that are here on a national level, federal political action committees, Black Hills Power and Light, Grassroots Victory Fund, South Dakota Action for Rural Electrification, South Dakota Right to Life, all the rest. Do these organizations, when they solicit funds, when the South Dakota Pro-Life Committee, which is chaired by one of our members in this body, when they solicit contributions, do they have their people sign a form? I think the answer is no. And the bigger question is, do they need to sign a form? When you give a contribution to the pro-life group, don't you figure they're going to give it to pro-life candidates? And do you need to sign off and approve who those candidates are? And that same argument can be made over and over and over again for every other association. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would urge you to vote. You can vote for the amendment if you want to. I think it does present some problems that if you get somebody who's ornery like me who would like to get somebody thrown into jail, I would argue that with this amendment, it simply puts the people of the association on the hook and that anybody making a contribution can perhaps refuse to sign the form or do something else, send a check in without signing the form and get somebody into trouble on purpose if they wanted to do that. But if you want to pass the amendment, that's fine. But when it comes to the bill itself, what does this achieve? What purpose does it achieve? For many, if not all of the unions, those forms are already being signed. For the associations that have a specific political purpose, when you contribute to the Democratic Party Leadership Fund, I cast no aspersions on my Republican colleagues, but you can be assured that no Republican in here is going to get a check from us. And you know, I know it's upsetting to Representative Richter, and you know the same thing is true of the Republican funds. And the same thing is true of all of these funds. What purpose does this serve except to create more bureaucracy? Individuals who contribute to funds already know why that money is going there. If the purpose of this bill... and I'll be very brief now, if the purpose of this bill was to get at individuals who are lobbying here on union funds, the bill doesn't do that. It says very specifically political contributions. There is no reason for anybody who contributes to a political action committee to fill out this form, because I submit you would not write that check unless you were in agreement with that organization. And I would submit that it's impractical to say, we want to give Mel Olson money, association, and now let's go back and survey all the members of the association and decide if their 0.8 of 1 cent that will go to Mel Olson in the aggregate is approved or not. You know it doesn't work that way. You can pass the amendment if you want, but I hope you vote down House Bill 1159.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Wick speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I've been a treasurer of the Aberdeen Education Association for 26 years. In 26 years, I have refunded to two people the total $10 to one person and $20 to another person. Now, I don't think that that's an excessive amount or an oversight on my part or anybody else's part. This legislation is not needed. It is handled now. And to the larger question, I think if this bill passes, you're going to see legislation next year to exempt a host of activities which the Attorney General will decide fall under the scope of this. Be very, very careful. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Representative Wick.
If I could speak to the amendment and to the bill.
Yes.
And address the remarks of Representative Olson's scenario just doesn't apply under this bill. If you go to page 1, line 11, the bill only covers situations where a contribution is being made to an association and then used for a political contribution. If it's going to a PAC, whether it's the Machinist Nonpartisan Political League or the UFCW authorization form or to EPIC. EPIC is the political PAC for Mr. Olson, Representative Olson. And if it's going there, there's absolutely nothing in this bill that addresses it or restricts it or how it's done. You can make your contributions to them if your school board will allow it through a payroll deduction. If that doesn't work, you could use a check-o-matic if you have a checking account, or you could take cash every month or every week or whenever you want and give it to them. And there's no way that this bill addresses any of that. The PACs are completely separate. And you're totally right when you say that it doesn't affect the lobbying of any of the people that are here for any of the associations. And that's one of the reasons when people testified on the bill that the state employees group didn't testify against it, because it didn't affect anything that they do. And I think that if you look at this as a boogeyman, then you can probably find a lot of things to raise kind of questions about. But if you look at it and read what's there, there aren't any questions. It's addressed and very simply stated, and everybody is treated equally. It's only the associations that spend money for political purposes rather than using a PAC that will be affected by it. I would very much appreciate your adding the amendment and passing the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Mel Olson speaks a second time? Seeing none. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And again, I'll be brief. And I thank Representative Wick for that clarification, in which case I suggest we don't need the bill at all. Look at the current language of lines 9 through 11. Associations may contribute any valuable consideration out of funds contributed for the purpose of making political contributions, but may not make contributions out of dues or treasury funds. And so if you may not make contributions out of dues and treasury funds, and if this is specifically talking about campaign contributions to individuals running for office and not directed at lobbying efforts up here and peer, then the purpose that Representative Wick wishes to achieve in regards to associations is already prohibited by law. If the purpose is to get at associations that are using union funds or association funds, in the case of business and industry, to have their lobbyists up here to watch legislation, the current law does not deal with that. But neither does House Bill 1159. The only way to read House Bill 1159 is to read it as contributions for political purposes. And since associations are not allowed to make contributions out of association dues or the treasury, then it refers directly to the PACs that they control. And then my comments stand as well. So for the very reasons that Representative Wick suggested, that in fact this bill does not get at the purposes that he wants, that in fact the purposes that he wants are already precluded by state law, I urge you to defeat House Bill 1159, regardless of what you do with the amendment.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the House then is the McCauley Amendment 1155 SC. Those in favor of that amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. 1159 unamended. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1159. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and members will proceed to vote. It's my understanding that the top half of our voting board is out of order. So we will announce the results.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will try to display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 25, nays 44, excused 1.
House Bill 1159, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.